Amara Inyak, Policy and Research Coordinator for the Movement for Black Lives, told Newsweek that recognizing Juneteenth is an important gesture. However, it does not take the place of the substantive policy changes that need to be made to change the material conditions of black people. We cannot lose sight of the policies and the laws that address the historic discrimination that affected black people. Inyak also pointed to the contradiction of Juneteenth being recognized as a federal holiday while Republicans around the country are pushing to prevent schools from teaching critical race theory. At the same time that Juneteenth is becoming a federal holiday, we also have waves of legislation attempting to ban critical race theory, she said. So it's a major contradiction where we have legislators, policymakers, lawmakers who are attempting to limit the accurate teaching about this country's history, while on the other hand, we're passing legislation making a critical part of the country's history a federal holiday. We cannot get away from those contradictions. Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat and a lead sponsor of the legislation, celebrated its passage, saying Juneteenth celebrates African American freedom while encouraging self-development and respect for all cultures. But she added, it must always remain a reminder to us all that liberty and freedom are precious birthrights for all Americans, which must be jealously guarded and preserved for future generations. In a statement, she thanked her colleagues who co-sponsored the legislation, as well as the organizations, groups, and individuals who worked through the years to bring us to this day. So with a heart full of joy, I take pride in wishing everyone across the nation this Saturday a jubilant and happy Juneteenth.